Every other year, my family goes to the beach in North Carolina near Wilmington. And along the way, we often stop for barbecue. And that's the name. It's not ribs, it's not pulled pork or brisket. The dish is simply called barbecue. And our next guest will explain why and how it connects with a dark history of slavery. We have on the line North Carolina pitmaster Ryan Mitchell. He's been in business with his dad, Ed, a legend in the business, who, among other things, defeated the renowned Bobby Flay on the Food Network. Ryan and his father have a new cookbook out. Now, Ed Mitchell is unable to join us due to diabetes-related health issues, but Ryan is here to tell the story. Ryan Mitchell, great to have you.
Man, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for allowing us to talk about our project, man. It means everything to us.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it. Your family story, the African-American story in rural North Carolina, connects to what's called whole hog barbecue. For the rest of us, what is that?
On the book, it's called Ed Mitchell's Barbecue, spelled Q-U-E. Q-U-E is the roasting of an entire animal from whiskers to tail. The hog is what survived the test of time as far as cooking barbecue. But our story kind of starts there. That ranges from the plantation all the way up to, you know, just sharecropping and all the way up through modern day living here in the Carolinas, man. So whole hog barbecue is the cooking of the entire animal. Started in ground and it moved to kind of above ground pits and the ingenuity of just kind of, you know, a waste not, want not mentality when it comes to the animal.
Cooking the whole thing. Part of this long story that you've been telling us is your father's story. He started cooking, I gather, as a teenager. But a good moment in this story, an important moment in this story, is in 1991 when his father, your grandfather, dies. And your father returns home to Wilson, North Carolina, to help his mother run the family store. That day, he went back, he cooked whole hog barbecue that day, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, why?
That was my grandmother's request. You know, my grandmother, her love language is cooking, man, and her love language is feeding the neighborhood and feeding the churches and family. But that particular day, you know, she said, you know, it really was just designed to be family dinner. You know, we had, you know, a few relatives coming by who were still, you know, paying their respects to my grandfather and to her. And early in the day, she was like, I got a taste of some old-fashioned barbecue. And maybe put on a whole hog and, you know, a nice pail of barbecue was sitting on the counter. And, you know, a customer comes in and we give him a free sandwich. And, you know, he just came in to buy some juices or whatever and wanted some barbecue because he saw it on the counter. And so my grandma's like, just give him some. Don't worry about it. So my dad looks at the guy. He's like, hey, man, here, take a sandwich. And he goes off into the neighborhood and tells
everybody.
The community. Yeah. Man, the Mitchells are selling barbecue. And that's how it began.
But that is the essential part of the origin story of the business, I gather. Your father starts it, and then you also come home to join the business after a career in investment banking. But as you say, this is a long, long, undertold story of Black Americans and whole hog barbecue. And I want to ask you, when you think about the history of what are called pitmasters and how it connects to the darkest chapters in our country's history, what is the essential story you want us to know?
The essential story is that, you know, we had to figure out a way to place a sense of pride, you know, into cooking and being a part of, you know, the origin of whole hog barbecue. Because as you stated, you know, we learned these skill sets and we learned these crafts pretty much right on the plantation. You know, it's so crazy because it was like when we would have to be on the kind of establishing the value of who was on the plantation. The female who could cook the best and the male who could, you know, was the strongest and who could master the outdoor and the heat and cooking hogs in the ground, you know, they had a, unfortunately, price tag, you know. So for us, you know, it was just about finding a way to be proud of something that originally was not meant to be some sort of, you know, badge of honor. And so, you know, giving a voice to those ancestors is kind of what we do throughout the book.
Historically, the pit masters, the experts in those days were, of course, Black Americans. Right. But as time goes on, they're not necessarily the business proprietors of barbecue in places like North Carolina. are they?
Correct.
And
No,
so
not
their
at
story is largely undertold, you think?
Yeah, very much undertold, because I think the way in which we decide who deserves the bulk of the credit and or the bulk of the PR, or the way in which we decide who the greatest are, is usually determined by who has, you know, what business has operated the longest. Usually that doesn't include, you know, a lot of African Americans, because we don't have the resources to have those businesses and to be in those positions. So, you know, a lot of our story gets undertold quite a bit, because we're usually in the back cooking while someone else's, you know, name is on the proprietor side of the business.
Ryan, you and your dad have spoken very frankly about having the prestige at barbecue festivals and contests that bring you exposure. But in terms of revenue, in terms of money, it doesn't always come in. It's not always profitable for you and your father. Why not?
Most festivals are designed to, you know, kind of give you an opportunity to be marketable. You know what I mean? It's designed to really get you on a stage and kind of give the world.
Yeah, and then if you win an award, you know, that's forever.
Yeah, right. If you win an award, it's forever. But, you know, I just think for us, you know, we got into the industry really just giving the world a piece of our love for the craft. We didn't get into it from a competitive standpoint, which also means we didn't, you know, have the ability to have a lot of sponsorships or anything like that. You know, we were traveling and doing all of this stuff with our own money. And so a lot of times when you're doing it from that way, you know, the only thing you come away with is the respect of the customer, you know, the respect of the fan. And so, you know, that's, you know, that was, you know, we figured out a way for that to be enough for us, you know.
But I'm trying to understand, I mean, despite all that and you having your name, the sponsorships have not come?
No, not really. Not in the form of being able to be sought after as the face of something.
How do you explain that?
Well, I just think that barbecue is, you know, I think where we are right now, you know, the clientele is, you know, extremely commercial. So, you know, certain advertisers and certain people, you know, they just look to pair their brands with what's comfortable, you know. And so hopefully we can change that, you know, because at the end of the day, we have broken a lot of the color barriers that come along with the stigma of cooking barbecue. We've climbed every mountain. You know what I mean? So there's no reason for us to not to be sought after in a much more inclusive way. So we got to keep pushing the envelope and controlling our own narrative. And hopefully, you know, these larger brands will see a value in that.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, your family, as part of its barbecue business, also sells various sauces under the brand True Made Foods. And so I'm a fan of the Kansas City style. But I saw that there is no added sugar. Is that a conscious decision here?
Yes, man. Very conscious decision. My father was diagnosed with diabetes in 2017. And so honestly, we decided to use our platform to kind of really not reinvent the wheel, but just kind of bring barbecue back to its roots by using some of my grandmother's old natural recipes. She would take butternut squash, carrots, and apples and different fruits, veggies, and she would stew them down to like a preserve. And that's what she would use as a sweetener in a bunch of various different things, from pies to desserts. And so we decided to put that method back into our condiments, our barbecue sauces, man, as a base, instead of just dumping a bunch of, you know, unnatural sugars and other products inside of it. So it's really been a conscious effort, man, to really give our culture, give our community, you know, a better for you product without them feeling like it's some sort of a, you know, diety thing. You know, we're really trying to raise some awareness that, you know, we just got to make better choices. But it's real barbecue sauce. It's all natural, all good stuff, the way it was kind of created almost 100 years ago.
Finally, for, you know, people who are fortunate to get down to your part of North Carolina, you know, the southern, southeastern part of the state, and are looking for whole hog barbecue, what should they look for signs of the authentic, real thing?
Well, the first thing you want to look for is, you know, you want to try and find some of these establishments that still have, you know, first and foremost, freestanding buildings with the site of maybe a pit and or a smokehouse that is connected or on the same property. You know, that's a giveaway.
Okay.
That's a dead giveaway that there's a smokehouse and there's a pit involved. You know what I mean? So, you know, as you travel, You know, look for the places that, you know, where you can see the smoke coming up, you know, out the top. You know, that's what you want to see. And then from there, you know, there are some pit masters back there who are cooking with their talent, you know, instead of kind of just hitting buttons and, you know, using thermometers. They're
I
putting
get
their
it.
love into it, man. They're putting their heart and soul into giving the customer its real form of authenticity.
That is barbecue pitmaster Ryan Mitchell, who, along with his father, pitmaster Ed Mitchell, have written the book Ed Mitchell's Barbecue. And we wish you and your father and your family the best. Ryan, thank you and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, man.